This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we welcome back Mark Petrillo. He is on the board of the Sea Turtle Preservation Society, and he's also the race director for the biggest race in Brevard County.
That's right, the Turtle Crawl 5K.
And it's coming up September 12th. What are we looking forward to doing this year?
Well, the Turtle Crawl is already the biggest 5K in the county, and we're hoping to break our own record this year. We had about 2,800 registrants last year. This year, we're hoping for 3,000. We are guaranteeing shirts for up to 3,000 people.
And these are the coolest shirts.
I think they kind of go hand in hand, not to mention a pretty cool charity, too, the Sea Turtle Preservation Society. Yeah, the shirts are great. I wish the artwork showed better on the radio, but that's Nemo's creation. He's a local artist who does the artwork for the Turtle Crawl every year. Beautiful artwork. We have it featured on the back of the shirt. And this year, for the first time, we actually have side panels that show the artwork as well. So it's really sharp looking. You can see it on the website at turtlecrawl.com.
What do we need to do to register?
To register, you can go online to turtlecrawl.com, and that's a K in crawl. All the information is there. We have another cool thing this year. We have finisher medals. This was a popular request we got from people for several years. They're optional, so you don't have to pay extra if you don't want for the people who aren't interested. But for the people who are, we have finisher medals available for $18, and it's a heavy medal. It's 4 inches. And it's actually got a shell on it. This year, there's a shell over top of the artwork, and it actually spins and opens and closes.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really cool. We try to outdo ourselves every year. That's kind of been a personal goal of mine. I figure if people keep coming back and we keep giving them a better experience, they'll tell their friends and bring more and more people. One of the almost issues we've run into is it's gotten so big and so popular that parts of the course have gotten a little bit congested. Well, we changed the course a little this year. So instead of thinning down to the bike path that we normally run on in the back half of the course, we're going to stay on the streets in Indy Atlantic.
Starts at 7:30 a.m. and you'll have a pre-race packet pickup.
Packet pickup is the week before at Running Zone. And yes, the race starts at 7:30. We have a kids run afterwards. That's free. All the kids can participate, 12 and under. We have quarter mile, half mile, and 1 mile distances, plus a little sprint that's like 50 yards for the really little kids. And every single kid gets a prize. It's kind of like a clip-on button with the Turtle Crawl artwork on it.
If you would like to get one of these beautiful shirts, if you'd like to participate, if you'd like to support the Sea Turtle Preservation Society, all good reasons to get up on September 12th and go on out to Nance Park in Indy Atlantic. Anything new going on at the Sea Turtle Preservation?
Yeah, one cool thing about the race is that the money raised through the Turtle Crawl, we set aside for special projects. And one of those projects is the partnership we formed with the Brevard Zoo a couple of years ago to help them build a sea turtle healing center. So instead of turtles that we rescue on the beaches having to be transported a couple of hours away, which sometimes can make a difference in life and death, especially if we can't find someone to transport them until the next morning so they sit around overnight. Well, now we have a local facility that opened in April of 2014. So we can take the turtles there, get them treatment much quicker. It's wonderful. The STPS has pledged $25,000 a year to help with the operations of the facility at the zoo. And every single one of those dollars comes from the Turtle Crawl.
Wow. So that is even more reason why you should get out and support this very, very worthy cause. Get a super t-shirt, a finisher medal if you'd like, and you can register online at
turtlecrawl.com. And if you're not able to make it to the race this year, or if you're unable to participate, we can always use volunteers. You can find all the information about that also on turtlecrawl.com.
All right. Mark, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
You can hear this interview, plus see a picture of this year's race t-shirt, link to the Sea Turtle Preservation website, and hear any other podcasts of Coastal Connections at our website at wfit.org.